Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I can sing it.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki. Thank you, Noah, my producer in Arizona. Oh, guys, I missed you. It feels like forever since we finished out last week, and what a week it was. Thank you so much to everyone who listened to our first week. Andrew and I seriously were bummed out on Saturday when we didn't have a podcast to do. So I hope you're having as much fun as we are. We're back for week 2. So excited. Between you and me, I am not sleeping very much and I'm okay with it. It's okay. My skin doesn't look as good as it does when I sleep a lot. I'm not really thinking as clearly. I think some people compare being sleep, like people have done studies, people, scientists, I think those are the ones that do studies, where like people drive tired and it's like the same, or with like sleep deprivation, it's the same as being drunk. And so I honestly feel like I'm just drinking again. I feel drunk all the time a little bit. That's not true, but kind of. I also only have one contact in, and sometimes I just take one contact out just to feel a little drunk because it's been so long. That's also not true.
Is the other one an acetone?
Oh, my God.
We've gotten so much feedback about that story.
Really?
I just want to tell you.
Please.
To our email, thenikkiglazerpodcast@gmail.com.
Were people horrified and were people like, you need to do this? I just want to let everyone know it was like 10 or 12 years ago, so my eyes are fine. But what did they say?
A lot of people are just grateful that you didn't go blind.
Oh, that's really sweet. It's always, it could happen at any moment. You know, like I watched the movie, the Sound of Metal, where the drummer loses his hearing. Guys, appreciate the senses that you have. And to anyone who is deaf out there, how are you listening to this right now? I guess podcasts can be transcribed and there's tons of transcription services. So shout out to everyone who's reading this right now who is deaf. I'm talking directly to you. No, it's like it made me appreciate my sight when that happened. One of my biggest fears of getting COVID was losing my sense of smell or taste. I mean, that really was my biggest fear with COVID, you know, aside from giving it to someone, because I don't get the flu. I've never gotten the flu. I don't really get sick that often. Knock on wood. I'm not superstitious except with that. Well, I guess I am. And so I wasn't really scared of like dying from COVID. And I know maybe that's an irrational fear. Please don't write into the show and tell me why I should be scared. I honestly tried everything not to get it, but I just really didn't want to lose my sense of smell or taste. And people that lost it and it hasn't come back in the right way or in a different way, that scared me so much. I love tasting things way too much. And smell is also very important to me. Even though I just started wearing perfume. Like, Paris Hilton got me into perfume. Brag. I'm like friends with her now or whatever. It's not a big deal. When I did a show with her that's coming out at some point in the summer, I think, back in December, I went to Paris's house and shot a long thing. And she, at one point in between takes, she like doused herself in this perfume and it smelled so good. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, it's my new perfume, Objectify. No, that's not what it's called. That's so funny. I literally just thought, I wasn't even trying to be funny. That is what I thought it was called. I forget the name of it. Fuck. I wish I could go. I'll find it between segments. So girls wondering. But the thing was, I love that Paris Hilton's wearing her own perfume that is not the most expensive perfume. And you just think that I hate when celebrities make products or endorse products that they clearly do not wear themselves. And she's clearly not one of those people. Like Jennifer Aniston, I did a joke about it on Conan. Jennifer Aniston using Aveeno products. I was like, she wouldn't wash her asshole with Aveeno face wash, let alone put it on her face. You know, like these people are lying to you. Katy Perry and Halle Berry don't use CoverGirl. Like, wake up, you know? But Paris Hilton really does use her own perfume and it smells so good. So she gave me a bunch of stuff and I like wear it all the time. And the other day a guy, we were like walking to set and a guy was like, you smell fantastic. And I was like, it just like felt so good. You know, I wasn't even anywhere close to him and it just felt so good. No one ever says that, you know, sometimes I have a shampoo, I guess. Unless someone's really getting in there, I never get smell compliments and it just felt nice. Noah, do you wear a perfume?
Very rarely do I wear perfume. I don't like artificial scents. I just like regular BO.
For yourself?
I guess like...
You like BO for yourself?
No, not on me. I like the like muskiness of men. I do like a light flowery perfume on women, but just when it's overbearing, it just makes me nauseous.
Yes. I believe I talked about it with you on our last show, but I agree with you. I love perfume. I question my own taste so much that I can only wear perfume that other women have deemed okay to wear because I don't trust that. But now that I like myself more and I just am who I am. I've accepted a lot more. If I like a smell, I don't care if other girls don't, you know, like, but I used to just base my smells and my outfits and like everything off of like, oh, she thinks it's cool, I'll wear it or whatever. And now it's kind of starts from within. But I love that Paris Hilton, I'll get the fragrance to let you know, because sometimes girls do need help. Sometimes we don't know what smells good, and this one's like a sexy, good smell. I do know that there's one perfume that's very expensive that my friend Carlisle Forrester, who is like, has the best taste in like sexy things.
Oh yeah.
Right?
She's super sexy.
She like knows what turns men on. Like everything she does turns men on. She could like fart and guys would get down on one knee to not only propose, but get a whiff of that sweet, sweet fart.
It comes from an honest place. She's like an honest sexy. It doesn't seem like she's trying hard.
You know, some people just she are. Just some women it. Just are. She just is. And Bond, fuck, The Scent of Peace is the name of it. And it's by Bond something. It's a perfume that costs, like, I think $250. I think I got it for her birthday because she was like, I can never afford it, but, like, I love it so much.
Yes,
and I got it for Bond. Her. And I fucked her after I did. Well, I had to fuck the girl at the testing counter because that's how hot this fragrance is. I went down on her at the testing counter. Because that's, guys go gaga for the scent too. I don't know why I haven't bought it, but I'm sticking to my Paris scent. I think someone's banging on my door, or maybe it's Andrew doing a workout
upstairs. He's probably banging on your door to let you know he has a story in his news segment coming up about smells. Isn't that so funny?
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
That's so, not ironic, but
kismet?
Coincidental.
Yeah.
Yeah, kismet. I don't know if it's that. I want to just say, though, that one of my listeners and one of my new best friends, I have a lot of best friends, Noah. You're one of them. Andrew's one of them. People always go, you can't have a bunch of best friends. The word best, you know, makes that impossible to have multiples. But I do. I have top shelf best friends, and I add new ones to it all the time. And you can be taken off the shelf, but it's rare that that happens. And I might not talk to you for a couple months or maybe even years, but you're still up there. Wherever we talk, we can get right back at it. And it happens instantly, almost instantly when I meet someone. You know, when I met Andrew, it was within a couple minutes that he told me that he got an AIDS test before he ever had sex because he fingered a girl and he bites his fingernails. And that to me, someone who was that honest right out of the gate, I was just like, I need you in my life. Like, that's what I need. And I'll extend that to so many people I've met on this show, the secret show that I can't talk about. Yet, I am having the time of my life. I've made so many friendships that maybe I'm delusional and I think that they'll continue into the future after we wrap here on the Cayman Islands. Because there are a lot of people on this show that do these things all the time where they go on location and they just work with different people, you know, like four times a year. They're on these big shows or movies. And you like, it's like summer camp, and then you all split up and you don't see each other maybe again until the next time, or most likely for a couple years when you randomly get on the same show again. And I'm going to try to keep up my friendships because I feel like I've made the best ones, especially with my hair and makeup team and my wardrobe team, because they're constantly with me. And one of them, I posted about on Instagram, Robin Diamond. It is her birthday today. She's my hair and makeup girl, and she does both so well, even though usually you're either good at one or the other, even if you do them both. And she's just someone who's like so nice and kind and funny, and just instantly, I'm a little bit gay for her, I gotta be honest. She's one of those people that exudes sexiness too. She makes me feel very comfortable. I was in shoes last night, these uncomfortable shoes that look so hot, like so worth it. I'm one of these women who like doesn't really understand why girls wear heels until I put them on and I'm like, okay, so hot. I was in them standing for 3 hours in place, one place, not walking around, standing, which is almost worse than walking, 3 hours in these heels. Not to mention I had two other shoots that day in different heels, but these heels were especially brutal. And my toes went numb. My toes are numb today. But this girl, when I finally was able to like relax a little bit, she was pulling my bunion and like torturing it, which is all I've ever wanted, was someone to just twist it and yank it. And she loves feet. She likes the smell of feet. She's like a foot freak. I don't even get it. It's not even a sexual thing. She just loves feet. So I think I found my life partner. It's her birthday today. She is very special to me. Shout out to her. I also am giving this as a present to her because I don't have time to go actually shop for a present. And I don't, there's no like stores in town that I know about. Like Cayman's don't have, she knows all the stores and what they have. And if she wanted it, she would already have it. There's like, it's seriously, you're like in a resort here where it's like one shop. So I'm going to write her a nice note. That's what I usually do for my friends on their birthdays is I write them like a long letter telling them how I feel about them. But with that being said, like yesterday was really, you know, we're halfway through this show. People are tired. People are feeling stressed at times. People are feeling like, you know, like even though we're having the best time, I'm having the best time of my goddamn life, like the best. This is the best time I've ever had. Last time I had this much fun was Dancing with the Stars, even though everyone knows that was a very tumultuous time for me. I still loved it so much. I love making a TV show in this intense like bubble of a world. It's all I want to do in life. I truly love it. And, but it's, tensions were, everyone was PMSing yesterday in my little nest of women in my room. And so I had all of us join hands in a trust circle. And it seemed stupid, but I led us in a, like a prayer, including Andrew too, these women and then Andrew, about just how, you know, when we feel like, when we're angry about feeling like we're, people don't appreciate us or people are mad at us or I didn't do this thing and they think I did this thing and all this stuff. It's like, just know who you are. Know your intentions. You cannot control other people's. Please let it go. Don't try to change it. Don't try to correct people and let them know the real you. You know the real you. I know the real you. Let's just accept that in situations that are high stress, fault and tension is going to fall on other people because it's too hard to accept it yourself. So people who aren't working on themselves, it tends to go outward. Even people that are working on themselves, you blame other people. You know, it's like, fuck, my phone is broken. And you like throw it. And it's like, it's not about your phone. You know, like we all do this. But I just had a good, nice pep talk. And I mean, obviously, I don't think it did anything, but it was just so nice to be with a group of people that I've only known less than a month. And we can all join hands and say, I love you and like hug and kiss and then like just all go down on each other in a circle. And I don't know why I keep saying that. Andrew wasn't there for that part. I can't wait to get Andrew in here and talk to him. He is rearing to go today. We both are. We missed this so much. Noah, did you miss it?
Of course I did. I was so confused about what day it was. I was just like lost. I felt like I was just spinning in a circle.
I can't believe people do weekly podcasts. Like I don't want that kind of podcast and I won't settle for that kind of podcast. I need a daily podcast and we're back today. It's Monday. Andrew Collin is coming up next. Can't wait. Stay here.
Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek and then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I wanted to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I gotta go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I have the podcast to really vent about stuff that's been bothering me, but even that, I can't say some of the stuff I need to sometimes. And there's certain things you just really can't tell anyone, and that's when you need a therapist. They're just there to listen. They can handle it. They've heard it all before. They can tolerate it. And that's why I love therapists. Don't think that you have to get through anything you're dealing with alone. That is not the way being a human works. You need to tell someone. Please take this opportunity and check out BetterHelp because they will find you a therapist who will meet your needs. I've benefited so much from therapy of saying the darkest stuff I would never even say in the podcast. And I know you're like, wait a second, you leave dark stuff off the podcast? Yes, I get even darker, if you can believe it. So if you're starting of thinking giving therapy a try, try through BetterHelp. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And it's online and you can leave your therapist at any point with no questions asked. So this is perfect for someone who's noncommittal, who's scared, who's never tried therapy before. Get whatever you've got off your chest. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NikkiGlaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/NikkiGlaser.
And we're back. Andrew Collin is here with us. Hey, Andrew.
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. How'd you sleep last night, buddy? I've already talked to you this morning, but I did not ask you how you slept, even though I wanted to. I go, listen, save it for the pod. How'd you sleep?
I slept well. It was one of those sleeps. It was a long day yesterday. I don't know if you spoke about it because I come in the dark.
It was a long day.
Long day. And I always feel
kind. Yeah, Andrew's working on my show now.
Yeah, so I help write for you, and then I also help bring you tea or coffee.
Wrongly, too, I might add.
How so?
Incorrectly.
How so?
You gave me a black coffee yesterday with stevia in it, and I was just like, nah, what the hell is this
you,
shit?
Okay, first of all, you put stevia in everything.
In everything.
How dare me
except
go and make you a
I
coffee?
I need stevia only in coffee with milk in it. I would never have it with black with stevia. Stevia's a thing that is only it's the best. Like, I don't want things sweetened that are just, like, watery. And black coffee's watery, so I need, like, a milk in it to make it sweetened. Otherwise, I just want black coffee plain and simple.
I mean, I
now
obviously
you
know, should
now
know
you
that.
Know. Now you know.
You sound like such
now
a diva.
You know
that?
I know
that?
I'm trying to.
You know you sound like a diva.
People are gonna write. People have written me and said, you're really mean to Andrew. And I'm like,
well, learn.
You don't know how much better I've gotten. And a little of it is said tongue-in-cheek, but that's because I'm trying to tell him with my tongue in my cheek to, like, leave the room.
I chew my tongue in my cheek.
Yeah.
You chew your skin inside your mouth at all?
No.
Never once?
No.
That's all I do. I bite
mean, unless
in there.
I have, like, a loose piece and I try to grab it, but, I mean, that hasn't happened for a while. What are you chewing on?
I don't know. There's some, I don't know what's inside my mouth, but I'm chewing it.
You have a lot of habits like that.
I've been biting my nails like crazy.
Dude,
lately.
It's like, and I'm trying to break you of it. I don't know the approach, Noah.
Well, the approach is I can handle it. I'm a grown man. I'm 40. I don't need to be told every time I'm biting my nails.
Keep talking.
But it's your thing. It's your OCD thing with me. You put your things onto me. And so if I'm biting my nails.
You're right. It's my thing that I don't. You know what? I'm trying to look out for you and I want you to look professional. This is not a man. This picture
that someone took last night. That photo is very embarrassing that you're showing Noah right now.
Yes. This is what you look like when you do it, Andrew. You need to see it. It's like we need to know what it looks like. Sometimes we don't know what we look like when we're doing our anxious tic. And I do it too, man. Like, I just want you to not be chewing on your, it gives.
Okay, I'm not used to being in a professional setting, and I get it. If I'm chewing on my nails and I'm looking like I'm eating my hand.
His whole hand is in his mouth. Noah, I mean, did you see that picture, Noah?
I don't understand if I'm chewing on my nails why my knuckles are also in my mouth.
That's what I'm wondering. It looks like you're trying to eat your entire hand.
It's so hard.
I'm getting so much anxiety just from seeing that.
What'd you say?
I'm getting so much anxiety from looking at that photo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just...
I feel worried.
It projects... someone that I know you aren't. I mean, I know we all struggle with anxiety, but it's as if you're constantly telling everyone in the room that's with you that I don't feel like I belong here or I am nervous about this. You are someone who is so good at what you do. I want you to project an air of I belong here and I'm supposed to be here and this isn't making me nervous. I'm good enough, you know? And I am asking you right now, when you are biting your hand, do you want me to just go like gently just like tap you and not make a big deal of it, but just go, hey, like that?
No, I think I'm just in a situation where like I wasn't expecting to write on this show or be involved or be in some kind of what's it called? A control room. So it's all very foreign to me.
I'm not in the control room with you. And so none of the times I've called you out have been in the control room.
No, but I'm telling you why. That picture that we just saw was from the control room that was taken by one of the producers.
The picture.
Yes, the picture. Now I'm starting to bite my nails because I wonder where it's coming from. Maybe someone correcting me saying pitcher.
I know. I don't help. I'm very aware that I probably...
You're like, don't bite your nails. Also, don't say pitcher like a fucking idiot.
I'm sorry I criticize you so much. I really am just trying to...
No, I get it. I'm
correct the things in myself I don't like.
I'm tongue-in-cheeking right now, but to a point. But no, my point is like, so I think I drink a lot of coffee to stay up and I'm kind of, I had something to complain about, but it's like, you asked how I slept. I was very tired, but I don't want to say I'm tired because you're working 1,000 times harder than me on this show, but you're also, time might be going faster for you because you're doing something. There is something to like waiting on someone else to be performing on camera. Yeah. Where it's like, what do I do like with my crazy brain that just needs to like do something? So then I just start biting my nails in a control
room. Let's get you something else. I really think maybe a fidget spinner or just some kind of ball. Like when you had that stress ball for a while, you were just
I
really
started
eating
biting
that.
It. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. I knew you were going to beat me to it. So I just cut to the I was going to have a little bit of a longer intro to that joke, but I knew you were on it. So I was like, I got to get it out. Oh, man. No, but you really, I remember, I'm going to get you something. I'm going to look into this because I do not think you should be chewing your nails down anymore because it's not nice to your nails. I want you to be nice to your body. I do the same thing. Like you saw me picking my, I had a dry elbow and it had like skin on it that was just so satisfying to pick off. And Andrew was like, stop. And I was like, and I said to him, Andrew, I'm not done. And I will let you know when I'm done. And I was able to go, you can say that to me too about your nails. Like, I want this piece of skin. I need to get it. I understand that urgency. Everyone listening understands the urgency to like finish your anxiety, you know.
I mean, I wonder when biting my nails started. Like everyone, I'm sure, has like a start point. It's probably like my parents' divorce or whatever. Yeah. And it's a weird thing. Like we're
animals. Are
they
animals. Not divorced
we're
yet? When are you going to be done? Divorce not
when they start to get along finally again. When they get back together.
Oh my God.
I'll stop biting my nails.
In the ground?
There's a strong chance. But I, Jesus.
I mean, there is a strong chance because everyone dies.
Yeah,
don't
everyone does die, but sooner than later. But anyway, so it just shows that we're like fucking animal. Like, I'm a human being. I should be able to go, don't eat your own, like a dog.
Yeah, when you do it, you really own, like, don't know that you're doing it. Like, every time I catch you, you like, but I relate to that so much. There's so many nerve attacks. I used to pick my skin on my face. Like, I had open sores on my face, and I would bleed. I would go on stage. I couldn't help myself. I would be in the wings when you go on stage, and there would be a piece of skin on like a scab, because I used to have terrible skin because I wasn't eating enough, and I was just, it was, and I would pick it and it would start bleeding and I would have blood gushing out of my face as I walked on stage and was like, hey everyone, like, I understand picking, and there are a lot of listeners out there who have either trichotillomania, which is where you pull out your hair, or you, you pick
your
skin.
What is that, a wrestling match?
Yeah. Trichotillomania. I don't even know anything about wrestling to like make a joke about.
You know.
I wanted to make like an extended joke about it.
I know. I was trying to think of something else.
I was trying to think of, like, you know, it's not real.
What?
Like,
it's
not real Chickatel.
It's all set up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have no free will, so you're just picking your face. You don't have.
I used to pick my face. I have tons of when I chug things out of anxiety. I eat fast out of anxiety. if I saw a videotape of myself, I mean, sometimes I'm on set, like on camera, and like when I do To Tell the Truth, that show on ABC, there will be times I'm watching it and I'm like, Glazer, you're on TV. Like, my face will drop. There will be this like naturalness that comes out where I'm like, you forget you're on TV and you're doing something that's like a nervous thing where I'm like either talking to myself or like my eyes are darting around. And it's like, we all do these things that if we saw, we'd be like, oh my God, I look like that when I'm doing that. So I just don't want you to have to gnaw on your skin anymore.
No, I'm going to try not to gnaw. Look, the first time we met, if I never gnawed, I wouldn't be here today, because I gnawed when I was 15,
yeah,
and I fingered a girl, and I thought I got AIDS from it, so I got an AIDS test.
I just told that story, yep.
So I guess...
That's so true.
In a way, if I never nod, I'd never be here. So there's a positive there.
No.
There's a,
so,
no. Nolens. How did you sleep in the last minute
of
this thing?
Wait, so did you sleep well?
I did sleep well, because I was exhausted. I'm also like, yeah. That's it.
I did not. I slept well when I finally got to sleep, but I just have so much adrenaline being here, just like making the show and meeting all these people and just like wanting to, like, I don't sleep. Sometimes I'm like, but there's better things to do. Like, it's better to hang out. And that leads me to losing my voice, because I'm just like, I just want to hang out and talk and.
But I love hearing that from you, because you have said before, like, I just want to get back to my sleep, because what's happening in my sleep is more exciting than what's happening in my life.
Yeah, sleep for me is like what I do when I'm depressed. I just want to go back into that world. Thanks for pointing that out. That's a really good point.
Like,
my life now is better than, you really do, because that's an interesting thing. When I'm depressed, all I want to do is sleep, because it's an escape from the hell that is waking hours of wanting to die every second, or like wanting... Or of being feeling not good enough and just not being able to escape it and wanting to have something like being able to chew off my hand that could soothe me. And I just don't have that anymore because my skin's so perfect. So there's like nothing to pick. Just kidding. I got a zit yesterday.
I thought.
What, you thought what?
Might
you thought it was
herps,
a cold sore?
Yeah.
No, look at that. That's a zit.
No,
and I got it. I get it. Shut up. Yesterday, my makeup artist in front of everyone, I go, I got my first blemish, everyone. I was making a joke. And she goes, oh, it's herpes. She was like, Nick, it's definitely herpes. She was joking, but she's like, didn't have a tone of joking. And I go, can you please like say that's a joke? Because I don't, first of all, there's nothing wrong with having herpes.
Nothing.
But I do not have it. And I probably have some version of it, because I think I've had a cold sore when I was like, you know, 15 years ago, I think I had one.
Yeah, after you sucked that guy's dick?
No, I mean, yes, I had sucked dicks before, but like, I've never had a herpes outbreak. But that being said, probably going to get it eventually. Not scared of it. Whatever. If you have it, no judgment. If I did have herpes, I honestly would probably talk about it and be like, I'm having a herpes outbreak. I literally... don't judge that, but it wasn't. And so I was like, can you please? Because I'm trying to, you know, get laid.
Yeah.
So I don't want her screaming to the entire crew and everyone that, you know, I have herpes, even if it's as a joke. Because jokes, we all know, come from a place
of lies.
Yeah, exactly.
Trigger mania.
Trickle.
Triggered mania.
All right, let's get to the news.
Let's do it. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You heard it here first.
What are the headlines this morning?
Oh, man, we got some great headlines.
Yeah.
And I'd love to share them with you if I could just pull them up real quick.
You know, I used to go through the headlines that we'd compile and think about and pick out the ones I wanted. And now I'm really enjoying something that came from my laziness of not having time to look them over and just allowing you to pick them has now led to it's more fun for me to like find out stuff. And I do read so much news that most of the time I know the story.
Also, there's such a relief to hearing you say that because a lot of times I'm afraid that I'm picking the wrong thing because you are usually so specific and particular of what you like to the point where it can be paralyzing for me.
Just gnaw on that hand and get through it. Let's do it.
I have nothing to gnaw left. Okay, well.
He is literally holding up his phone with two stumps, bleeding stumps.
Dude, Noah's thinking.
What if you literally lost both of your arms in some kind of horrific car accident? What would you start chewing on? Toes?
I'm not flexible enough. I have chewed on my toes before when I was a kid. I bit my big.
I love your honesty, Andrew. Thank you so much for always being you.
But I did. You're welcome. But I used to. But it's not. It doesn't bring me the happiness. I think my feet are just too far away from my brain.
Yeah.
And it doesn't connect like my hands.
They're too hard to get to. I get it.
I mean, it's wild to bite your toes.
I'll compare it to being on top during sex. I can't enjoy it as much because I'm doing too much work. Whereas your hand is right there. It's like being on bottom and it just is, you can just get it easier and you can enjoy the taste of your hand better than you can enjoy the taste of your foot. Because if you're eating your foot, you're like actually, you're straining muscles that.
Oh, for sure.
Take a lot of effort.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with my hips.
Thing. Yeah.
So let's get into the news. The first story here. First of all, I hope everyone's having a great time out there.
Oh God! Okay, I did this. You trying to win them over before you do news, which is not even like what are you trying to?
What? I so hope fun. Everyone's having swells.
Swells. What does that mean?
Swell time. Shortened
oh my
up.
God! Hope you guys are having swells.
I have swells out there, boys.
Swells out.
And girls. And so the study finds that smelling like an old person is a thing and has nothing to do with your hygiene.
That isn't that reassuring for you to know?
Well, it's funny because it starts at 40. That's what the study says, that you have,
I thought it was mothballs. I thought old people just love mothballs.
What are mothballs?
They prevent moths from eating your clothing. I guess they make moths like sickened and so...
Is this like an 18?
I know,
like
it feels like a like Great Depression, like pest situation.
Yeah, who's dealing with moths?
I don't know. But yeah, that's so true. I don't know.
All right, so let me tell you a little bit about the smell thing. The change in smell can be because of a chemical compound called 2-nonenol.
Which well, I don't like that last part.
Yeah. There goes
because as a lady who likes a little anal, I don't want to hear about non-anal.
2-nonenol isn't water soluble, so can't be scrubbed off the skin when you wash. Mm. It's caused by omega-7 fatty acids.
Can it be bitten off the skin as you
look,
gnaw?
I try, but my hands don't smell, but the rest of my body sure does. It caused... by omega-7. I didn't even know it went up to 7.
I love how people smell.
I do too.
It reminds me of my grandma and like her like rubbing my back and laying on her lap and her drawing like animals on my back and me trying to guess what the animal is.
Dude, I have the same memory of my grandpa. He used to blow me.
Oh my God.
But
blow
he smelled
as an animal?
Top of his head smelled
you had to
so
guess
good.
What kind of animal he was blowing you as?
It was always a giraffe. He was taller than me.
Deep throat.
He definitely didn't need all that neck.
No, it was a short neck giraffe.
A short neck giraffe wouldn't even choke on my dick.
That'd be so funny as a little child. You're like, is it a short neck giraffe?
He's like, you got it right, Andrew. I was like, Grandpa
I'm
Marvin,
so
you're
sorry
the best.
To your grandpa. He's probably rolling in his fucking
in the deep
urn.
Oh, Omega 7 fat. Did you know it even goes up to 7? Fatty acids breaking down on the skin due to oxidation. Oh, wow. That's
a
word.
Don't even try it. We don't need it.
Skipping over it. Yeah. I'm skipping over that sentence too. There's a lot of sentences I can't.
So what I'm learning is that
my dad's a doctor. I can say huge words. I can't say any of these words. So your skin essentially has breaking down, and you can't do anything.
So it's just an unavoidable smell, the old person smell. I don't mind it. You know, like the things that happen when you get older, when you really get older. You know, like I was. The huge talking point of my next special is going to be aging as a woman and how like being unfuckable is an inevitability if you live long enough. There are lots of inevitabilities. Everyone's trying to always, women especially, are trying to stay like attractive to men, to like, because men rule the world and them wanting to fuck you gives you more power and freedom and safety and all the things that we want as women. At least that's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And so women want to stay attractive to get love. But it's inevitable. You're going, if you live to be 90, there's no way you're going to be 90 and be hot. So
tell that to my grandma Shirley, who's fucking all the time.
Well, listen, it doesn't mean you're not going to fuck, but it just means that like most men will not desire your body.
Your expectations have to be different the older you get.
And the thing is, it just seems to be that way. There are so few women that are elderly that you think are trying to be someone other than themselves. You just accept it eventually, which is such a godsend. As you do your weird old woman smell. And by the way, if you want to avoid that old woman smell, I found the perfume that I was talking about, and it's called Electrify by Paris Hilton. It's my favorite scent. It's the only one I wear. I thought it was called Objectify, which I think is going to be my scent when I finally release one. But it's called Electrify by Paris Hilton, to follow up on that. Next story.
It is interesting, though, just to go back to that point. Like, when my mom got divorced from my dad and she was, like, 50.
Yeah.
The only, if you're, like, in kind of a smallish town, the only guys you can date are, like, 75 that would date a 50-year-old at this point.
And as, it's as like, a 36-year-old, like, my pool also is like a decade older than me. It's just the way it is. It just becomes that. I mean, you're dating a girl who's a decade younger than you. Decade and a half younger than you.
Yeah. And I mean, my pool's only getting bigger though for some reason. I don't know what's going on. A TikTok couple gives a new meaning to puppy love. Jenna Phillips.
What did that mean? Your pool's only getting bigger.
Jenna Phillips is a puppy impersonator with over 100,000 TikTok followers. Her boyfriend, Lorenzo, accepts her love language of being a puppy and loving praise in this way. She loves to hear you're a good girl and good job. The 21-year-old has turned pretending to be a puppy into her main source of income through OnlyFans and quit her career as an optician.
Okay. I love this story. Girl, do you. Do you. I love a girl that, okay, I'm seeing a video of it right now. Noah, please play it. Hold on, my app is up. One second.
Do you think this sets back...
This is very hot.
Does this set back women, though, at all?
No.
Do you feel like?
No, it actually empowers them. She's being weird, and she's doing what she likes to do. He's putting a chain around her neck. She is sitting in a dog bed talking. She's very beautiful, and now she's doing an interview from her dog bed in her cage. Listen, women love this stuff. I in particular... A lot of the porn I watch is women in cages with leashes on. Like, exactly this. There's nothing different about this, except that she's like maybe barking and stuff. But I really like men and good girl. I mean, Carlisle Forster, who I name dropped before, she gave me a joke because we always talk about how when guys say good girl in bed, which men, if you're listening, and a girl does something that's, I mean, I'm literally getting aroused right now thinking about a guy saying good girl after you do something whorish.
Can you
it's
get off the
couch?
It's
the hottest thing ever. I can't. I spilled a Zevia on it, and so I'm sitting on a towel already.
Sure, that's what it is.
So I'm, yeah, right. But yeah, Carlisle said one time she was walking down the street and she saw a guy walking his dog, and after the dog took a shit, he said good girl, and she literally got aroused, and it was so funny that it's a line in my act now. She gave that joke to me because that's exactly it. I mean, that's just taking the stuff I'm already into to the next level, and I don't want to be treated like a dog, but I do like being kind of like, I think the slave kink is very hot, and I'm not opposed to it.
I think owning anything, like, she owns the fact that she's a puppy. She's not like half-assing she's
her,
a puppy. Yeah,
literally.
But like, but there's power in being submissive, I guess you could say.
I wonder
say.
If she pees like a male dog or a female dog. Like, does she lift her leg or does she do the female squat?
Thing? Yeah. You know? I haven't looked into it. I'm sure that's probably behind the paywall.
What would you think if a girl you were dating was into something like this?
I mean, I did hook up with that girl from Craigslist that act as a cat that
one
time.
Oh my God, that is so pertinent to this conversation. Please share that.
Well, I met a girl off Craigslist. This is kind of before Tinder, so I didn't have many. My pool was small.
Yeah, that pool you keep talking about. Yeah, so it was a smaller pool.
And I met her in like the casual encounters area. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what she looked like. I showed up, and when I opened the door, she was dressed as a cat.
Did she warn you that that was going to be the case?
I had no idea.
Did you see a picture of her before?
Huh?
Did you see a picture of her before?
No, I went in blind.
What?
I was wild. Dude. I should have just jerked off. I was so horny. It was a low point in my life. I just lost all my money. I was just very sad.
Yeah.
So I went to look for love in all the wrong places. And I went in and she was on her knees already. And she was...
Did you laugh? Did you go, what is this? I mean, like, what is...
I don't know. I wanted to leave, but... You know, it was, I wanted to be nice too, in a way. Yeah. It's weird.
Okay, so did you have sex with her?
She just blew me, and when I went to touch her cat vagina, she...
Pussy.
Her pussy, she said, wow, no, you know?
No, she didn't.
No, but she didn't let me finger her.
You didn't go, why are you wearing cat ears and acting like a cat? You didn't, like, ask that?
No, I kind of...
There's so much more to unpack here, but we've got to keep going.
Okay.
I am fascinated by casual encounters when people just hook up, the hookup culture. I've never done it where, like, you meet someone online, you show up. I'm fascinated by, like, when you open the door, do you just start making out, or do you, like, pretend to have small talk? Do you pet her for a little bit? Do you scratch behind her ears? Do you have to, like, coax her? Do you get some catnip?
Well, we played with a laser pointer for a while.
Yeah, okay. That's fun.
Yeah, she was having fun with that.
You always bring that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Point out their flaw areas before you bang them.
Look, someone's got to.
Yeah, I mean, you're honest.
The thing is like, I'm not. It sucks when someone's like, "Oh, I overdosed from cocaine," and then they're like, "Well, no, I don't do coke that much." But like, I didn't find myself fucking a cat ever in my life. Like, it was like a. It was a bottom. Yeah,
you've done things for sex that are wild, and I think you maybe have a compulsive. Sex urge sometimes to quell your anxieties when
sure. And so, but I guess when I came,
very relatable,
the girl started talking about real estate after, but she was still dressed as a cat.
Yeah, she's looking for a new scratching post.
But I was in real estate then.
Oh yeah.
And so she was like, "So you do real estate?" And I was like, you're a cat. Like, I can't do deals with a cat.
I know how you don't like cats. We have a stray cat on the island outside in our
because it reminds
complex.
Me of real estate.
Reminds you of yeah. Well, this cat comes into our apartment sometimes, and Andrew freaks out, and it's so gentle. I just don't even understand your fear of it. But now it all makes sense.
It's a
next story.
You would think it's feral. I mean, the cat has the eyes of the devil.
Right.
All right, next story. I hope everyone's still doing great.
Oh, wait. We have to get to Why Do I Care?
Oh, why do I care? Why do you care, Nikki?
Wait, let's listen to the new stinger.
Oh.
Why do I care?
Why do I care? Andrew, what's the story for Why Do I Care?
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. We're going to figure out if you do or not. But Lady Gaga's boyfriend, Michael Polanski, apparently sent her all the flowers in Rome for her 35th birthday.
That seems like it will impact climate change. He uprooted every flower.
Yeah, every single flower.
Are you saying, so he sent her a giant basket of flowers. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was a joke. I thought he literally tried to get all the flowers.
No, I mean, the basket's gigantic.
She's hugging a giant basket of flowers. There's a picture of her. Her butt looks amazing.
That's how she described it on Instagram.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you for clarifying that, Andrew. Do a better job.
Next time.
So she's hugging this thing of flowers. She has a great butt. I'll tell you that.
I did research on this guy, by the way.
Yeah.
And it made me think of you and like what you're looking for in a lover slash boyfriend.
What am I? Tell me what I'm looking for. Slash dog owner.
This guy.
I touched a good girl. Yes, you did.
Who's a good girl?
Oh, sit.
Who's a good girl?
Come.
Suck my penis.
Just, yeah.
Dog.
The only trick I know is come.
Yeah. Come by yourself with five different apparatuses. Good girl. So Michael Polanski works with Sean Parker, who's from Facebook, the guy from Napster. Remember him?
So yeah, the one where Justin Timberlake plays him in a Social Network, and he sits across the table and he says, "Listen," he says, like, What's the quote from that trailer?
Something
where
about like
$1 million.
You know what's cool? A million.
Yeah, yeah. You know, $1 million. That's cool. What's cool? I forget the line.
Yeah, you know what's cooler? $1 billion.
$100 billion. By the way, shout out to anyone who used to listen to my old podcast. We're bringing back Kuh. For those of you who don't know, Kuh is when someone does something to be cool and they're trying to be cool, you say
Kuh.
Very judgmentally. Okay, so go on.
So Michael Polanski works with Sean Parker. Kuh. He runs the cancer research charity.
Mm.
So he gets paid millions of dollars to run a charity. He's graduated from Harvard, so he's very smart. He's outside the entertainment business. However, he's very rich.
That's what
rich.
I'm looking for? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, though.
Can I finish?
He's on Instagram, and he only has two pictures up, and they're both of his nieces. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. He never gets tagged in photos. He doesn't mm-hmm. care about celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she fell for him, but he has a lot of money. So, and he cares about her, and he does everything for her, like taking all the flowers out. So now all the bees are dead in Rome.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. I don't know that I want. I do want all the last parts of the thing. He cares about her and all that stuff, but and the rich part, I don't need that.
But the rich part,
you know,
will
I
make
do want
you
a bunker though.
But the rich part will
can't afford a bunker yet.
The rich part, then they're not. He's on your level. He doesn't care about your money. He doesn't care about your success.
No, yeah. I mean, I want a guy who's not like broke, but like, yeah, if I sensed a guy was with me and I was paying for a lot of stuff, that would not work. There's just no way that would even get in. I've never been with someone who's mooching off me until now with you. I'm just kidding. You're going to be richer than me someday. I just know it. Oh God. He's chewing his hand. Yeah, I mean, like, I remember watching the documentary. What was the one that everyone watched over this over quarantine about
Tiger King?
The Social Dilemma.
Oh.
And there were all these guys that were like, you know, whistleblowers for these social media companies about how they're, you know, harvesting our data and using it against us. And I forget which friend I had. She goes, I could totally see you with, Sarah Lena. She goes, Nikki, I was watching that because I was like, I was looking up these guys to see if they were single because some of them were like so hot and they're like just so brave, but also like so rich. And
it's easy to be brave when you're rich.
Yeah, but because a lot of these guys threw their high paying jobs under the bus. And there are so many guys that are so rich that never call out the bad behaviors that they are witnessing every day to get rich because greed is so insatiable and it's never enough. Billionaires, I'm serious. Money is an addiction. And these guys that put it all on the line to be a whistleblower was so hot. So my friend Sarah Lena goes, oh my God, I could totally see you with a tech whistleblower. And I love that was like a new category of men. So if any of you guys are out there,
yeah.
And by whistleblowers, I mean lifeguards or referees.
I just watched a TED Talk with a referee.
If you were a referee that was witnessing behavior and corruption and you called it out, you'd be a whistleblower.
Whew, that's fucking deep, dude.
Deep, man. All right. Let's...
You just blew my mind.
I mean, the Lady Gaga thing, I guess it did matter to me because you're saying that she's finally... Like, she met a guy that has nothing to do with the business. And
nothing to do with the business. Helped cancer patients.
No, Matt James is what you're saying?
I mean, I don't compete like that. I don't do
Bachelor
that.
Bachelor Matt James, who still has not looked at or responded to my DM, definitely has seen that he received one. So he's not interested, and that's okay with me.
But can you blame him?
No, I cannot. I'm wearing a shirt that say bras suck, and I'm wearing a bra with it.
That I know. I tried to... I'm not going to lie. I went to see if you had a bra on because of the shirt because it's a see-through shirt.
It's a great shirt I got from Balesa. Is a porn site that I love. And it's like really, it's like the Netflix of porn. And they sent me a bunch of vibrators and also a shirt that says bras suck. And I love it. All right. Let's a move on.
We're going on, Dale.
It's time to introduce a new segment on the Nikki Glaser podcast. This one is called Yesterday I Learned. That is a common Reddit. I guess I first saw it on Reddit, but there's a great subreddit called Yesterday I Learned that just presents like information that you can't believe you went your whole life without knowing, or something very interesting that was like sitting right in front of you the whole time and is just worth noting. So let me say that this wasn't yesterday exactly, but on, I believe, Friday night, I watched the first 25 to 30 minutes of the new Netflix documentary, Seaspiracy. Number one, everyone's saying, why wasn't it called Conspiracy with S-E-A at the end? And it's because my friend told me that the either producers or the creator said that if I name it Conspiracy with S-E-A, when I say conspiracy, I always have to say Conspiracy S-E-A. Because when you say it, it doesn't. So everyone's going like, why would they name it Seaspiracy, which is terrible, is a bad name. So it's Seaspiracy. I watched it. I didn't want to, but it's one of those documentaries that's like, someone goes, I said something about it on Instagram or whatever, and they go, why are you watching that if you already are vegan? Like, it's just to reaffirm. And I'm like, because it's teaching me new information to further enforce my, like, once you're Christian, do you stop going to church? Because you get it. Like, you got to learn, and that's a bad example, obviously, but, or maybe not, but like you want more knowledge about the things you already believe in. So I learned a lot and I had to turn it off. I mean, Noah, have you seen it?
I don't even know what it's about.
Can I just tell you what I found out?
What did you learn?
Because a lot of people won't be able to watch this because it really is so upsetting. This guy goes, becomes obsessed with like the fact that there's so much plastic in the sea. First of all, there's more microplastics in the sea than there are stars in the Milky Way at this point. And microplastics are what the microscopic plastic pieces that
break
down.
Probably more Milky Way wrappers in the sea.
Yes, that was solid.
Thank
you. That was a nice piece of work.
Appreciate it.
So I learned that. You know, all these animals are dying with just tons of plastic in them. It's just disgusting and so upsetting. And I've contributed to it myself by consuming plastic. It's just not good. So it goes into this. So let me just get through it. The people who have seen Seaspiracy, you can fast forward this part because you get it. And I've only seen the first half hour. So what I found out is this guy goes to investigate why whaling has now become, like, whaling became globally illegal and banned in 1986. Everyone was about saving the whales. Then people just started, namely the Japanese, started just secretly doing it. And
secretly with S-E-A?
Secretly.
Yeah.
No, actually, that one's secretly C.
Oh,
because
so
there
annoying.
Is a C at the end.
No wonder why no one cared.
They started doing it. And it's just more interesting than you think. So this guy goes to this small town in Japan where it's happening, where every year, I don't know how often, but they corral hundreds of dolphins into this cove type area and they murder all these dolphins. And it's just like, why are they doing this? Like there's no dolphin meat industry. There's no reason to kill these dolphins. So here's what happens. First of all, they kidnap baby dolphins. They're kidnapping baby dolphins because they go for $100,000 on the black market to sell to disgusting aquariums in the U.S. and worldwide. Never, ever visit places that have dolphin or whale shows. I know that it's something that our culture has embraced. Even I wanted to be a SeaWorld trainer when I was a kid.
Me too.
It is not
I'm
good.
Not kidding. I really
And I know
did.
These people care for animals, but it's contributing to... You know, it's like saying I eat like free range hens. Okay, I know you do, but like you are projecting something that other people who aren't going to go as far as getting free range hens are still going to just get regular eggs. So whatever. So just don't support these places, you guys. They steal these baby dolphins when they corral, and then they murder all the dolphins that they don't want to steal. And they go, why are they murdering the dolphins? What is the point of murdering these dolphins? And it's because of bluefin tuna, the most pricey fish on the market, which they also fish. These Japanese fishermen are also overfishing. And so they murder the dolphins so that they can then overfish and blame
the dolphins for eating their fish that they're actually fishing. So they murder the they overfish, and the amount of fish that they take out of the ocean, they blame half of that or however much on the dolphins that they're murdering. So they see the dolphins are competition for, and they're a scapegoat for them to overfish this already endangered species. So please, for the love of God, stop eating bluefin tuna or any tuna. Please, I beg of you, stop eating this tuna at sushi restaurants. That is the most expensive thing on the menu that you're just ordering so the girl you're with can fuck you later because she thinks you're so impressive because you're ordering a $29 roll. Okay, please don't order it.
Order a blue label scotch instead.
Yes,
it does the same thing.
No one's hurting anyone with that. But I mean, this is such, I didn't get any further because it just kept opening up new things that were just so awful. Like seeing these gentle creatures who are capable of so much, it's so hard to see them stabbed and murdered. And these boats come in and they make a bunch of noise so that the dolphins all have to like corral. It's just disgusting practices, which most of the animal, you know, husbandry industry is. Sorry to farmers who do it right. I know you're out there, but most of it is not good. And it's just like very, very upsetting. And that's what I learned. And I also learned last week when we went to Stingray City, which is a popular Caymanian destination tourist trap. Stingray City, all the tourists dropped off, so these stingrays were getting fed so much and relying on these people for food. Then the stingrays started starving because back in last March. Now they go out there just to feed them. We got to go out there because we're here on the island and we saw the stingrays. It was so much fun. Talk about it later, but I learned that scallops are often stingray wings that are hole punched. Just stingrays are hole punched. So when you eat scallops, a lot of times you're not even eating scallops. And the food industry is a goddamn lie. And I consume things that are not good for this planet. I am not a saint here, but I really recommend watching 25 minutes of Seaspiracy to just, you know, start thinking about it.
Ooh, that was a lot.
I just want people to know.
No, I know. I love dolphins. So yeah. Much. And they fuck for pleasure.
I think they also rape. That's the thing about them.
Yeah, now that you say that, fuck them.
All right, maybe don't watch it. For the final thought, Andrew, let's get back to this kitty cat thing. Casual encounters, Tinder hookups. I know many of our listeners know the answer to this, and this doesn't seem to confound people the way it does me. But when you're meeting up with someone just to have sex, and maybe you both know that, but you haven't talked about it, how does it go where it's just about sex? Like a girl comes over.
I haven't had many of those.
Well, maybe not Tinder, but like an Instagram girl who, like, you know, this is going to be, you've had hookups where they come over and you know sex is on the table.
Like I hooked up with a girl in Austin, Texas, where she brought over whiskey and a Monster because I told her I didn't drink. And we sat down, we had small talk. I sat on the bed, she sat on the chair by the desk. We talked about everything, like, oh wow, I came to your show last night, it was so fun, you were great, I really, you know, and
how
I'm like,
I?
Oh, what do you do? And she's like, oh,
did they say anything about me? I mean, I was on the show too. I feel like you just skipped over that part.
Yeah, no, we get to that during the sex. And then, like, she said something to me where she was like in this instance, she's like, "Well, I have yoga in an hour, so like, I don't really want to talk to you. Like, I want to start having sex." Like, she kind of put a time limit on it.
Okay, so then what happens?
And I go, "Okay, well, I guess we should get to it." She's like, "Yeah." And so then she starts drinking. She has like a sip of the whiskey, and then I have a sip of my Monster. And I don't even like Monster that much, but I just. And then we just start having sex, and
wait,
then
no,
she never
you
went.
You can't just start having sex. Is there a kiss first? Does she come on to you? Do you go over to her? Like, what is the? I want to know the first.
She came and sat by the bed. And then, yeah. And
you
then,
just leaned in for a kiss, or like, did you start touching each other first? Like, what is the.
I think there's a little bit of touching on the legs. And then she's like, all right, come on, I got to get to yoga. Like, essentially, like, she like pushed, and I was like, okay. And it was daytime sex, so that was different. But yeah, and then you just get to kissing, and you don't even think of. And it's like two consenting adults just having a good time where it's just like, it's not even like a big thing. It's not, it's just like a transactional thing.
I always, whenever I have a hookup or like, or about that moment of like when we're going to get to it, it's just, that's what's so interesting to me is like who takes the first move of like, and I usually am the one to be like, do you want to like kiss me? Like I just got to say, I just want to get to it. Like I just want to give either permission or.
I guess when you're meeting up with someone and it's already kind of understood that you're going to get right to fucking, it takes all that like stupid guesswork out of it.
But
where
that
it's
guesswork's
like,
the hot part.
No, that guesswork's so annoying.
I love
it's like, let's just like be like adults and have sex like dolphins where they're just like, ah, and I'm like, ah.
Honestly, every single time. Well, every single time, I've never been in a scenario where it's like we're meeting up to have sex unless it's someone I've already had sex with. So that's, you know, not the scenario. But like if it's someone new and it's like we haven't decided that that's the vibe yet, I always have to like call it out like very specifically, like either I like you or will you kiss me? Like, you know, I used to have the old line of like we'd be hanging out like a guy that just thinks he's being friend zoned or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot to tell you something. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I like you. And yeah. Then it just like makes it funny and kind of cuts through.
I like bluntness. Like be blunt. Like,
yeah,
I don't like this whole thing of like, oh, she said she liked my shirt.
No, but you know what's so hot is that touch, you know, when you're like, you like someone and you don't know if they like you. So, I mean, I've talked about this extensively, but the guys, the best way to know if a girl would like to be kissed and is okay to maybe be asked to be kissed and likes you romantically is if you gently put your arm next to hers or like a part of your body that can be a flush surface, not just one little point, but like at least like a 2-inch area of like, like arm or leg. And you make it so like a piece of paper could maybe even fit between your where your skin is touching, like, but it is touching, like it but you could easily slide through, like barely touching. And if the girl doesn't move it, she likes you. If she keeps it there and you're both like very aware it's touching, if she leaves it there, that means she likes you. If she moves it, it's the best way to get that confirmation because you lose nothing because it's such an innocuous touch that her rejection won't make you feel like, oh my God, I just came onto her. But it is an answer of like, she's not ready yet. And if she keeps it there and doesn't move and makes a point not to move, then it's a good sign.
You know what's also cool? When yeah. She looks at you and go, I want to fuck you, dude, because I got yoga in an hour.
I mean, that is really hot too, but I think it's just, that's not the kind of sex I have. And I like a more, you know, I like that tension. And people sent me such great ideas for sexual tension clips.
How long do you think you could keep your arm next to my arm where we touch arms until it gets weird?
This, I feel comfortable with you because we're such good friends. Like,
you couldn't look at me in the eyes though, the other day.
Like, well, I mean,
what about touching arms?
Eye contact is different. I don't like eye contact with my friends, but touching my friends, like I can touch you. Like I used to not want to because it wasn't, our friendship wasn't as solid and it was still like,
sometimes I'll touch you on the shoulder and you go, don't do that. And I'm like, because well, I'm not your friend. Like, I'm not trying
That was the old me. Now I'm very comfortable, like, touching you and, like, embracing you.
This was 3 days
you.
Ago.
I'm not joking you. It's been within the last 3 days that I, like, am fully embraced it.
Cool.
That feels sexual. He just touched me on the shoulder. I don't like it.
This whole podcast is me just testing you to be like, come on, just put my dick in your mouth. And it's just friends.
No, the last time I had a hookup, I like a first time hookup.
Yeah.
It started with me going, do you want to hold my hand? Like that innocent. Ugh. And it was so good. And it was just like that's admitting like I want to be close to you without taking it too far. And it's just
I feel like you're trying
thing.
To like relive your past of like, and like,
I didn't have any hookups in middle school and high school. And so from whether or not I'm reliving it, I think that's when love and romance is so thrilling and so intoxicating. And so there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel like a teenager again.
No, not at all. I mean, yeah, hold hands and
dry hump
and then have sex with one of your
and then
nine
write
toys.
In your diary and your mom reads it and grounds you.
Yeah, well,
my mom never read my diary. I would like literally leave my diaries open so my mom could like read them and be like, Nick, are you struggling with this thing? But she respected my privacy too much and would never leave it. I'd like leave it open on her bed and she'd be like, I never read your diaries when I was cleaning your room. So I'd be like, that's all I wanted you to do, Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys, we got to go. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully my voice will be a little bit better.
No, I
hope
like
it didn't bother
voice.
You today.
It's very raspy. It's
smelly
very
cat. Smelly cat. What are they feeding you? Remember when Phoebe on Friends, her voice got, she got a cold and she was like, she liked it, her voice better.
Oh, no, but you sound like Tom Watts. Waits? Watts.
Tom Watts?
Waits.
Is it?
Waiting.
That is, you just said it sounded good, and then you, was that a joke?
I
just
no, I like Tom Waits. Waits' voice.
That is the most insult. He's like, he's a
yeah, you're
gross.
A little raspier.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. And what was the thing we said before? Swells.
Swells, baby. I'm in swells.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.